Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast Game Recap for November 13th, 2015. The Orlando Magic defeat the Utah Jazz over at the Amway Center 102-93 in what was perhaps the best game that the Magic have played all season, certainly the most complete. The offense was moving really, really well. The ball was moving side to side. Guys were attacking the paint, getting to the foul line as well. The defense was really stifling. They did a really good job keeping the Jazz from getting anything done offensively. It was a really strong game for the Orlando Magic. There really wasn't a whole lot more to say about that. They just played really, really well. It was hard to find anything too much to complain about. Certainly there was some slippage maybe in the second quarter when the team committed 9 turnovers. Turnovers were something that were recurring, but overall it was a very aggressive and very strong game from the Magic, and you know, even the constantly upset Scott Skiles had nothing really to say afterward.
Well, we looked much more like ourselves. So, you know, the ball was moving around, we were finding open people, getting the stops, getting out in transition. You know, we converted pretty well early on and you know, for most of the game. So as I said, I mean, they've got those young, you know, wing type players that are constantly moving out there, and you know, you've got to be really sharp, and for the most part, you know, we were. So and then you know, when we did game possession, we went down. We've been a little bit greedy the last two or three games and missing people open, and I thought actually we erred a few times on the other side. We turned down some shots when we were open, but you know, you'd rather have that than the other.
Indeed, that was much closer to the way the Orlando Magic wanted to play tonight, with the ball moving pretty quickly, guys moving well off of cuts, catching the ball, getting immediately into action, really keeping the defense on their toes. Offensively, it was really, really strong game. All 5 starters for the Magic had a plus-minus better than 10. They did a really good job starting the game, especially taking as much as a 20-point lead in the first quarter, really taking hold of the game from the very beginning and winning it from start to finish. They never trailed in this game. So the Magic did a lot of really good things offensively, just kind of running through some of the stats. Evan Fournier scored 21 points on 7 of 15 shooting, made 5 free throws. I would be remiss if I didn't pause right here and say that our thoughts and prayers are with the people of really everyone around the world, but more specifically with the people living in Evan's hometown of Paris, France. Once again, unfortunately struck by a senseless act of violence, you know, really frankly for no reason other than something completely unfathomable, and it certainly brought a pall to the game. Evan Fournier, after the game, and I apologize, you know, I want to apologize maybe for this little aside here, because I know we do care about this stupid little basketball game that we play, but Evan Fournier did ask the media afterward not to ask him about it. He released a statement on Twitter, or released a quick tweet before the team boarded their plane for Washington. I'll quote it here: "Sometimes winning a basketball game means nothing. So sad, man. All these innocent people. Hashtag pray for Paris." And certainly we are doing that. Our thoughts and prayers are with Evan and his countrymen, and this is a sad moment for everyone around the world, because there's no reason for something like this to happen. Unfortunately, it still does in our world, and you know, it's obvious it's affected a member of our Magic family, as it's affected everyone around the world, and so we definitely want to take a moment to recognize that and offer, you know, for whatever value it is, offer our thoughts and prayers on the matter. But you know, Fournier, through it all, you know, did his job tonight. Did more than frankly I think anyone could have asked for him in scoring 21 points. Just kind of continuing down the stat line to just get to pivot back to basketball. Tobias Harris scored 19 points, 13 rebounds. Did a really, 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 really good job. I have a sidebar on him. You may be listening to this while reading that, on how he really recovered from that kind of 3-game malaise that Scott Skiles was really worried about in the last few days, and really kind of railing about trying to get the team to refocus. They certainly did that tonight. Nikola Vucevic scored 16 points. Elfrid Payton also 16 points, got to the line 10 times, 8 of 10 free throws. Just a lot of those little things that really kind of added up. Again, the Magic took a 20-point lead in the first quarter, led by 18 after one quarter, and from there it really felt like smooth sailing. They were aggressive attacking the basket, so yes, they didn't finish great in the paint, 12 of 32, but you also wonder how many more field goal attempts they might have been credited with if there weren't so many fouls as well. Utah committed 24 personal fouls. Magic get to the line for 31 free throw attempts. So obviously, the Magic did a good job getting into the paint, being aggressive, and forcing Utah to make mistakes. And that was the posture that they took early and really set the tone by playing that way. And they also did that by playing some very, very strong defense, particularly early and really throughout. Utah shoots only 39.1% from the floor, 32% from beyond the arc, 8 of 25. They end up shooting 23 free throws, but a lot of those came late. When you know the Magic kind of got a little bit lazy, they did allow a 15-point lead to creep back down to 9, as the final score would indicate, with the Magic's major reserves in. So now they're, you know, so they had to actually bring the starters back in to finish the game. But really, the Magic won this game from the very beginning, got a great start, and especially with this starting unit that has struggled with energy for some games, especially early in the second half. They came out at the beginning of both halves. They finished quarters really well. They came out and just dominated the game against a team that a lot of people think is a potential Western Conference playoff team.
It was important. I think that was our best start of the year. We really, you know, took the game to them. We played. It was really our defense where we really played good. You know, we took them away from their stuff. And offensively, we're moving the ball. We're getting good looks. That's why we were able to build that big lead and throughout the whole game. I mean, they made runs here and there, but we kept playing the right way. And you know, at the end, they came back. You know, they gave us a little scare, but we were able to finish out the game. But you know, if we're able to start games like this, it's going to make, you know, our job much easier for the rest of the game.
So the Orlando Magic, you know, just really dominated the game from the beginning. And one of the themes, again, and I touched on this a little bit earlier before the last sound bite, is the Magic were really struggling with consistency. They were struggling to kind of get back to the way they wanted to play. The ball was very stagnant. They weren't moving the ball very well. They weren't defending consistently, although I think their defensive numbers are a little bit better than Skiles maybe gives them credit for, but he certainly is playing maybe to a higher standard. As I will write later this week in the final part of my series about the Magic's, on building the Magic's culture. But a lot of things kind of went into this game that were very good. The Magic looked like the team that we wanted to see, that we saw for much of the preseason when things were going really well, and have seen in flashes this year. So you wonder if it's all coming together. And Scott Skiles said during his press conference that he did speak to a team leader in Tobias Harris and got the team to kind of focus in on in the day that they had on Thursday, and then on Friday to start playing this way. And it appeared to really click. And that's important, that it A, clicked, and B, that they got the results. They got, you know, although the final margin was 102-93, so it ended up being a 9-point game, the Magic really blew this team out. I mean, this game wasn't close at all. They won wire to wire. They dominated the game. Every time Utah made a run, they did cut it down to 9 to into single digits, maybe once or twice when the game was really still in jeopardy. And each time the Magic made a push to get it back out there. And so the Magic did a lot of the things that they needed to do to win the game, and they really came together and did it themselves to fix the problems that might have been there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the things that me and Coach and what I talked about with the team is just that we had to get back to moving the basketball from side to side and really get into the lane and try to make plays for other guys. So, you know, it really helped tonight, and as you've seen, the ball movement was great, and that's something that we just have to be consistent with. And, you know, I'm definitely very happy for how we played tonight.
The Orlando Magic certainly did that. They ended up with only 20 assists, which I think is a little misleading with how the Magic played and moved the ball this year, or this evening. When you look at through three quarters, so the Magic were up 80-63. So they're up 17 after three quarters. Orlando has 14 assists on 24 field goal makes. They end up with 20 assists on 32 field goal makes. Tells you kind of some of the you know, sloppiness that came in the fourth quarter, especially as Scott Skiles put his bench in, trying to get his starters a rest before they head out to Washington. But one, you know, this was a very positive sign for the Magic that they recovered, that they saw the last three games. Their coach was on them. They won two of those three games, so you know, you take that as a positive. But it wasn't quite up to the standard that the Magic have. And then they flip it around. They find a way. They not only find a way. They just come out and dominate. They execute, you know, near flawlessly. Not flawlessly, but they execute well. They recover from mistakes. They really bounce back well. A lot of guys did a lot of really good things tonight. You can see in the grades on Orlando Magic Daily that guys graded out well. It was hard to find much fault in what the Magic were doing tonight, and some of it was the Jazz didn't play great, but a lot of that was the Magic made the Jazz play poorly too. And so the question now, the big question now, is can the Magic do it again? Can they replicate the results of this game? Can they head into Washington Saturday night and win again? And that's the question. And that is the question.
Well, that's exactly what we have to do. You know, when you're at this level, you like to come in the morning or go home at night and know that there are things that you know absolutely you can count on. And for instance, Victor's defense so far, we absolutely know we can count on that when we come to the gym at night. And so each guy needs to be able to have things in his category that we know. It has nothing to do with, you know, did you make or miss shots at night or anything like that. That's part of the game. But, you know, are you really reliable with your effort, your focus, your concentration, your professionalism, all those things? And we talk about it all the time. And it's a good question. And 22 hours or so, we'll find out.
And, of course, that will be a big Saturday divisional matchup as the Orlando Magic take on the Washington Wizards. The Wizards will likely be without Bradley Beal from the last reports I read, but they've been off since Tuesday, so they'll have a chance to really get prepared, and the Magic will have their work cut out for them to repeat their performance on Friday. But to close this game out, once again, the Orlando Magic defeat the Utah Jazz 102-93 over at the Amway Center, a solid win. Can't complain too much about that. And the Magic are 5-5 at 500 for the first time since November 2013. So, been a while since they've been 500 this late into the season. We're only 10 games in, so it's hard to believe that it's been this long. We'll see if the Magic can climb above the 500 mark for the first time in probably in 2-3 years as well, this late in the season. On Saturday as they take on the Washington Wizards. We'll have that game completely covered for you as well. This has been Philip Rossman-Reich of Orlando Magic Daily. Thank you for listening to the Orlando Magic Daily podcast. We'll catch you next time.